Welcome to our Wednesday online devotional as we come up on the last Sunday of June, which means that beginning July 2nd, we will have one service at 10 a.m. in the sanctuary, and then Wednesday evening at 7, there will be an opportunity for a summer service in the chapel, which is air-conditioned, which probably isn't an issue currently with the cooler weather, but certainly might be as we move into July and August. Also, beginning this Thursday, we will have a study of the book of Jude, and that will be at 7 o'clock in the chapel Thursday evenings for the next 5 weeks. So we look forward to that. We've been kind of going through things on Christian living, and I've been using this book a little bit. What is a Healthy Church by Mark Deaver. And this morning we're going to talk about what a Christian is and what some of our priorities should be as a Christian. Pastor Deaver notes, a Christian is someone who, first and foremost, has been forgiven of his sin, has been reconciled to God through Jesus Christ. And this happens when a person repents of his or her sins and puts their faith in the perfect life, the substitutionary death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. So that's what a Christian is. Romans 10, 9 and 10, a verse we've been looking at in our, we're in the book of Romans Sunday mornings, currently are in chapter 10, but verses 9 and 10 says, if we confess with our mouth and believe in our heart that Jesus is Lord and that God raised him from the dead, we will be saved. For with the heart we believe, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. So a Christian is someone who has trusted in the substitutionary work of Christ on the cross and are trusting that his blood pays for our sin. It takes away our sin. And because of his death, burial, and resurrection, we have not only deliverance from sin and salvation, but eternal life as well. But once a person's been declared righteous by God, there are things that should become priorities to the Christian. A Christian, Deaver writes, is someone who has discovered the beginning of freedom from enslavement to sin. Romans chapter 6, 13 talks about this. It says that you're a slave to the thing that you submit to. And as a Christian, as we submit to Christ and as we grow in our faith, we will desire to sin less. So that's certainly one of the beginning priorities of a Christian, is to fight sin, not to be enslaved to sin any longer. Another thing that happens is that we become a part of the household of God, and we become fellow citizens. And we are no longer citizens just of the earth, but we're citizens of heaven. And we read these things, for example, Ephesians says, that he is our peace, who is made to one, and he has destroyed the barrier, dividing a wall of hostility. His purpose was to create in himself a new man out of two, thus making peace, and this one body to reconcile both of them to God through the cross, by which he put to death their hostility. And now we belong to God, and Ephesians 4:19 says, we are fellow citizens and members of God's household. We are joined together with Christ into one holy temple, in verse 21 of Ephesians chapter 2. These are all then priorities. We are to live differently. We are now a part of the body of Christ. Therefore, it says in Hebrews 10, it says, not Hebrews 10, but Hebrews 10, 23, let us hold unswervingly to the hope we profess, for he who promised to be faithful. So a priority in being a Christian is to hold fast to what we profess, to hold fast to our faith. And let us consider how we might encourage others towards love and good deeds. And let's not give up meeting together, as is the habit of some, but let us encourage one another, and more as you see the day approaching, the end of time. And we're certainly seeing that. Because we are to encourage one another to be in the church and to be in fellowship. So these are priorities. We were not to become a Christian A lot of people say, well, yeah, I want to be forgiven of my sin and I want to go to heaven someday. So sign me up. But then there's really no desire to read the Bible, to pray, to fellowship with other Christians, to recognize that we are to die to sin and our old way of doing things and strive to be more like Christ. And we live differently now. We go to a church, we join a church, we fellowship, we go to Bible studies. These are priorities. They become these new priorities in our life because we have come to Christ through faith. So if you say you're a Christian and you do not desire to pray or be with God's people or read the Bible, that's not a good thing. You might take another look at the faith that you profess. So we look forward to seeing some of you this weekend. Again, tomorrow night, 7 o'clock in the chapel, the book of Jude. Just a 5-week study to get us started into the summer. And then our last traditional service at 9:30 and contemporary at 11 this weekend. And then on July 2nd, we'll go to the 10 o'clock. God bless all of you. And I pray you'll have a great day. Bye now.